Test 71, Section 3, Question 23. And this one, we're looking for what's most supported by the information above. So it says, most malpractice suits arise out of patients' perceptions that their doctors are acting negligently or carelessly. So most suits come because they think their doctors are negligent or careless. Many doctors now regard medicine as a science rather than an art and are less compassionate as a result. So doctors see it as a science rather than an art, and they're less compassionate as a result. Harried doctors sometimes treat patients rudely, discourage them from asking questions, or patronize them. So doctors, they're in a hurry, and so they don't, they don't take the time, and they're a little bit rude. Lawsuits could be avoided if doctors learned to listen better to patients. So lawsuits could be avoided if the doctors were listening. Unfortunately, certain economic incentives encourage doctors to treat patients rudely. So there's certain economic incentives that make them treat them rudely. And so that's kind of what we get. So it's saying malpractice suits come from them being negligent or careless. Doctors kind of aren't as compassionate. They treat them rudely. And economic incentives encourage doctors to treat patients rudely. So that's kind of what we get. So economic incentives to treat patients rudely are the main cause of doctors being sued for malpractice. And the problem here is main cause. We don't know that. The economic incentives in the healthcare system encourage doctors to regard medicine as a science rather than an art. We don't know that it's the economic factors that make them see it as a science rather than an art. Malpractice suits against doctors are, for the most part, unjustified. We don't have evidence whether they are or aren't. The scientific outlook in medicine should be replaced by an entirely different approach to medicine. That seems really strong. We don't have proof of that. And doctors foster by their actions the perception that they do not really care about their patients. Yes, we do have some evidence of that because it says lawsuits could be avoided if they listen better. And so it's saying that their actions are fostering that perception. And so E is going to be our best answer there. A is close, but the problem is the main cause.